KZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio News Watch.
ANC President Cyril Ramaphosa has praised the Western Cape as the place where acts of resistance against colonial rule began.
From the Battle of Salt River in 1510, where the Khoi defeated the Portuguese, led by great heroes of our people. And that is why we pay tribute to the people of the Western Cape.
The president's delivering the party's January 8 statement at the Mandela Sports Grounds in Khayelitsha. The ANC is marking 113 years of existence, making it the oldest political party on the continent. Ramaphosa says although great progress has been made in the liberation struggle, many challenges remain.
Crime, violence, gender-based violence and femicide. They include drug abuse, unequal access to education, challenges such as water and sanitation, bad roads and shortage of housing.
He affirmed the ANC, along with the Government of National Unity, is committed to addressing the issues. And back home, a suspected drug dealer will remain behind bars as he awaits to make a formal bid for bail at the Durban Magistrates Court. KZN SAPS spokesperson Robert Nechiwunda says the 51-year-old is being charged for possession of drugs and an illegal firearm.
A search warrant was executed in the Bluff area at a residence of the suspect, who is an employee of the Etequini municipality. During the raid, police recovered drugs such as rock cocaine, cocaine powder, man drugs, and almost 20,000 rand in cash. Investigations led the police to his office where rock cocaine was recovered. The firearm which was found in his possession was reported stolen during an armed robbery in Wentworth in June 2024.
The suspect will apply for bail next Friday. And US President Joe Biden has criticized Meta for scrapping fact-checking on Facebook, Instagram and Threads. This week, CEO Mark Zuckerberg announced his company plans to fire its US fact-checkers to promote free speech. Biden has described the move as shameful.
The whole idea of walking away from fact-checking, as well as not reporting anything having to do with discrimination regarding the TPS, I find to be just contrary to American justice, the way we talk about one another. Telling the truth matters.
On the weather front back home, there's a yellow level 2 warning for severe thunderstorms across KZN, except along the coast and adjacent interior today. Durban's a high of 26 degrees tomorrow, Richards Bay 27, Pietermaritzburg 21, Ulundi 23, Margate, Newcastle and Ladysmith 24, Mooi River 20 and 17 for Kokstad and Underberg. In Durban beaches tomorrow morning, we've got 3 metre high swells with sunrise at 7 minutes past 5. That's it from the Newswatch team. I'm Tamasha Kanyi.